Hello, this is Peter John Cooper. Here is the third part of our sound experience called Life and Death and Everything in Between. Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, with music by Julian Harrow. With Julian Harrow as Eamon Porkpradder, Holly Cooper and Eleanor Cooper as the mermaid. Part 3. Sandwich.
Porkpradder, give me an opinion on this sandwich.
I know this. Used to know this. The formula for cheese is Emmental. E is made from milk. M expressed as curds of casein. C squared. E equals MC squared.
By an extraordinary quirk of coincidence, E equals MC squared is also a formula worked out by one Albert Einstein to show the equivalence of energy and mass. So following Einstein's formula, this gram of cheese is equivalent to the following amounts of energy. 24.9 million kilowatt hours, enough for a Breville sandwich maker to make
300 million toasted sandwiches at a value of
3,436,200 pounds.
21.5 kilotons.
That's thousands of tons of TNT equivalent energy, roughly the size of the atomic bomb used on Nagasaki.
So, this cheese sandwich can be said to be equivalent to between 39 and 80,000 human beings.
Porkpradder, room 9, please.
Where did they all go?
Porkpradder's finger hovers over the button.
Not yet. Not yet.
I sent a recording of this to several academics to see what they made of it. This is what Professor Binkle of University College Swindon told me about it on a rather poor Zoom connection.
Hello? Yeah, hello. Can you see me? Have I got the microphone switched on? You sit there. Nietzsche, like a good kitty. Yo, wave to let me know if you can hear me. Yeah, oh, thank you. Obviously, this is a piece about religion. We can see Herr Porkpradder is entirely motivated by a sense of guilt that he trails with him like a bunch of black party balloons or a bin bag of rubbish he carries across the beach. Accordingly, we must approach this whole thing in a religious context, specifically a Western Christian tradition. Oh, excuse me. You see, the symbolism is all very clear to me, and perhaps rather heavy-handed. The sandwich clearly represents, with its triangular shape, the Holy Trinity, three in one and one in three. This is not subtle. We must also consider the fact that a sandwich is made up of bread and cheese. It requires no stretch of the imagination to equate this with loaves and fishes of the Sermon on the Mount. And at the same time, here is the last thing he eats, and so could be interpreted as a last supper. Kartoffeln, what is wrong with you? Now, just sit quietly. We feel at any moment the book traveler will resolve his character into some self-aggrandizing way, and it is clearly shown in the second episode where Pork Traddle steps into the sea in the same way Jesus was immersed in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. Pork Traddle has spent a considerable time living in poverty under an electricity pylon surrounded by brambles, which must surely represent the 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, wrestling with the demons that he personifies as the scientists, the Heisenberg and Einsteins, and the political chaos represented by Brexit and Donald Trump. The revelation of truth must surely be contained in that can of beer that he can only open with it spilling all over them. God in Himmel, sit still, Nietzsche. Don't do that, naughty cat. Okay, you carry on and just lie there if you want. Where was I? Pork Traddle. But what is this guilt that clouds him? Surely it is something momentous and profound, which can only be equated with murder or a desire to murder everyone else on the planet. The people that he no longer feels in communion with. He looks at the world and sees only an appalling stench of rottenness, which must either be washed clean or destroyed forever by a great flames of retribution. So is Pork Traddle a savior or the devil incarnate? The answer to that must surely lie with his milk that makes up the cheese in the sandwich and with which he clearly identifies its origins. We have no difficulty picturing Pork Traddle entering the town to overturn the tables of the moneylenders whilst riding not on a humble donkey, but on a Jersey cow. What have you got in your mouth now? Don't put it down.
Well, thank you, Professor Binkle. I was also approached by other academics who talked about the sexual symbolism and what Pork Traddle thought about his mother, and several who took me to task about the heavy-handed Marxist, or at least the Hegelian arguments. But those Zooms were of such poor quality that they're not worth broadcasting here. If you have been affected by any of the issues we've raised, or if you'd just like to know more about the project, or would like to contribute your own thoughtful ideas about who and what Pork Traddle represents, if anything, then please click on the website www.lifeanddeathandeverythinginbetween.co.uk, or look us up on Facebook under Life and Death and Everything in Between. And I'll see you soon for another episode.